The company Oncotec was founded in 1997 and is dedicated to the production of cytotoxic drugs. There was a need to create a new company on the Pharma Park Dessau because due to the German regulations, you need to separate cytotoxics from other products. Meanwhile, we have production for almost 20 companies and we do manufacture more than 20 products for customers all over the world. And one of our products actually is paclitaxel. Now let's talk about the aseptic filling process, which is actually the business of our company, Oncotec. So we start with the active pharmaceutical ingredients, with some APIs and with solvents and other material which is required to produce the final product. So what is special about our business? The secret of our business is that we purchase non-sterile pharmaceutical ingredients and bottles and vials and stuff like that and manufacture a sterile product from non-sterile raw materials. We talk about creating sterility. Of course, the first idea would be to work with heat and with pressure, which is used in every hospital to destroy all germs. However, paclitaxel is a very sensitive molecule, so we cannot use high pressure and temperature because this would destroy the molecule. Next alternative might be to work with UV light, so with light with very short wavelengths, because that would destroy all germs as well. However, if you look at the molecular structure of paclitaxel, this would destroy the molecule as well, so you can't follow that way. There is another way, of course, to destroy germs. Everybody who has got an injection with a doctor knows that alcohol will destroy germs. And of course, you cannot work with alcohol here because that would not be a good solvent for paclitaxel. So there must be another way to create aseptic solutions, which is actually microfiltration. So what we use here is microfiltration with 0.2 micron filters. Why do we use 0.2 micron filters? Because the smallest germs that we know on Earth are larger than 0.2 microns. So that would be a good way to get rid of all germs in the solution. So that is the way to manufacture paclitaxel, which is a very sensitive molecule, as I already explained. And well, to be honest, all cytotoxics that are used are rather difficult to handle. Before we start the aseptic process, of course, we need to be sure that we have no germs in our entire production line. Therefore, all of our machines are able to be cleaned in place, sterilized in place, and dried in place. That is, of course, quite a bit of technique which is required to do all this work for us automatically. So we have quite a few computers controlling our filling lines and controlling the entire technical environment of our vessels. So once our lines have been cleaned and sterilized and dried, then we can start. So what happens now is that we do the compounding. We take the amount of the active pharmaceutical ingredient and all the other excipients that are needed, and we compound within our vessel the recipe for the paclitaxel final product. Once all material has been compounded, then we draw samples from our vessel, do an intermediate quality control, so an in-process control, to see if everything is right, if we need to adjust something. And once our compounding is finished and the quality control for this in-process step has been done, we can then start with the sterile filtration of the product. So then we use our 0.2 micron sterile filter and move the material from our compounding vessel into the sterile vessel. Once the sterile material is available, then we can use our filling line to get the paclitaxel finished product into the vials, which are then used for the application in the hospitals and in the pharmacies. So now we have sterilized the solution, but how do we sterilize the packaging material, which is the vial and the stopper and the flip caps? Vials are made from glass, so they can be heated to very high temperatures and then cooled again prior to filling, which will then not only remove all germs, but also the endotoxins, which is very important to us. What are endotoxins? Endotoxins are parts of bacteria, so I would say proteins mostly, and those endotoxins, they can cause fever. Of course, you do not want to hit somebody with a cancer problem with a material that causes fever, so we don't want to have that, and that is the reason why we heat the vials to a very high temperature over a couple of minutes and then cool it down again to get rid of all endotoxins. And of course, we do quality control on endotoxins of our final product so that we are sure that our finished material does not cause fever with our customers. In order to fill aseptic processes, the highest available clean room quality, which is clean room class A, is mandatory. Within our company, we have isolators, which I would consider kind of robot machines who operate themselves in the routine process with this clean room class A. This means we do not have any of our employees working within the clean room class A environment. Our isolators give the best available protection for our product because they separate all humans from the production process. Of course, as we are humans, we carry a hell of a lot of bacteria in ourselves, some in our nose, some in our stomachs, and we need them. So we can't be without bacteria as we are humans. However, we don't want to have those bacteria within our process. Cytotoxic products are dedicated to heal the cancer. However, of course, they are highly potent drugs and they may cause cancer themselves. A couple of thousand years ago, Paracelsus said the doses makes the poison, and that, of course, is valid until today. That is the reason why we need to protect our operators from the drugs, and that is the reason why we use isolator technology to give the best protection available. Once the aseptic filling is finished, the products then are, of course, packed and shipped to the pharmacies and then to the hospitals. However, a patient will not receive paclitaxel as one single product alone. As cancers are very, very different, the oncologists need to decide the amount of drugs that are given and the compounding. This means paclitaxel is in most cases blended with other cytotoxic drugs to give the best medication for each subtype of cancer and, of course, for each patient individually. Our target is to give the best possible medication to our patients. And of course, we do not wish anybody to need cytotoxic medication. However, if you need cytotoxics, we wish you to have the best available product on the market.